Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That is for sure. Hey, listen, folks, I just want to remind you, please go to our website, www.theunionedge.com, and sign up for our e-activist newsletter. It's your local, your organization needs some help. We'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together. We're all working to improve our communities. And you know what? We're doing a pretty good job of doing that, and I'm proud to say that. To help us improve our communities and make sure that we're buying the right products from the right people at the right time, we got Sherry Senders, who is with Labor 411. Sherry, welcome back to the Union Edge.
Great, Charles. Great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Always a pleasure. We appreciate it, and we love what you're doing, and we love working with you. It's a great thing. But I got to say this. You know, you have got the dog by the tail. You're out there. You're educating consumers on what products they should buy, what products are American-made, union-made, made here in the United States through good jobs. And it's a wonderful thing. Great website. App coming soon. I can't wait to get download that for my phone. But I got to say this. It's parents all over the country are rejoicing. It is back to school time. But we got to get some supplies.
Absolutely. And Labor 411 has a great back to school list. You know, Charles, one of the interesting things in researching this stuff is we found out that back to school is the second biggest consumer shopping time of the year. Americans spend $68 billion a year on back to school supplies. So that's, you know, at almost $100 for an average family, that's a lot of consumer buying power that we have to affect good corporate behavior. So my job and Labor 411's job is to help consumers do that by buying the right products that treat their workers well.
Absolutely. Now, you know, I got to tell you, I've got a teenager. Last year for school, we're buying those big calculators, those scientific calculators. He's using it. That's a big chunk. But there's a lot of other stuff that students need. You know, the books and paper and pencils and erasers and all this kind of other stuff. What are some of the things that are on your information sheet that people should know?
Well, surprisingly, we do have a lot of paper products. You know, just recently we found out that ACCO is a union shop, and they do everything from Five Star and Mead notebooks, which you see all the time at any of the places that you would shop for the union supplies. Even the at-a-glance calendars that old folks like us used to use are union-made. So that's good to know. And then we've got Wilson Jones binders and then all the Roaring Swift notebooks and products. And then don't forget, you know, we also have, you know, you're going to need Kleenex, you're going to need tissues, and you're going to need some art supplies, and that's all on our list as well.
Absolutely.
Even Master Lock, of all things, for your locker, lock up your locker, even Master Lock is union-made.
See, these are good things to know, and these are good companies that people know. Take the opportunity, you know, quite honestly, I don't know what the price difference is in between one of those cheap Chinese knockoff locks and a real master lock. I know which one's going to last longer. I know which one's going to be safer, but, can't be that much.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty negligible in terms of price difference, but you're absolutely right. We're selling quality, and we are selling good American jobs, but the price, like I said, the price difference is pretty negligible.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and now we want to make sure that, and this is, you know, on behalf of all of our brothers and sisters with the United States Postal Service, you know, I personally don't shop in Staples because of, you know, they're working real hard on taking United States Postal Service jobs. You know, let me suggest Costco and some of those other places that are out there that do take good care of their people and have all of these things around. Sherry, let me ask you this. You know, if somebody spent, you know, out of that $100, you know, if they worked real hard, that $100 that every parent is paying for school supplies at the beginning of the year, if they worked real hard and they spent $50 of that school supply money on American-made products, how big of an impact would that be?
That is tremendous. That would absolutely be tremendous. 50% is even more than we even dream of over at Labor 411. We asked 10% because we think that that's doable. 50% would create millions of jobs, even at 10% of the consumer buying power, because, you know, consumers spend over $3 trillion a year. Mm-hmm. Americans love to shop. Even at just 10%, we create hundreds of thousands of good American jobs where workers are treated well. At 50%, we would actually be creating millions. That would be that would absolutely be the goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I got to remind people, my wife is a teacher. She's not in the classroom now, but when she was in the classroom, she had a revolving charge account at the teacher store. You know, everything from papers and pencils and erasers and all those kinds of other things, the arts and crafts supplies. And I will never begrudge that for any reason in the entire world, because she was doing the right thing by those kids. But, you know, moms and dads, when you're out there, pick up a little bit of extra, send it in with your child for the classroom, because a lot of teachers today are not getting that little bit of cash to buy, make those purchases. They're making it on their, you know, they're making it on the, those purchases on the family budget today.
Absolutely. And, you know, Charles, I wanted to also remind your listeners that, you know, lunches is also a very important part of, you know, the school experience, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And when my children were younger, Lunchables was a staple in their lunchboxes. So we have, we have Lunchables is also union made, you know, for the healthier people among us, Oro Wheat bread, wheat thins are also union made, Oreos. And then we even have strawberries and fruits and oranges that are also union-made. So you can find it all at our website at labor411.org. We'd love for your listeners to come and search. And they'll be, I think, very surprised to see how many union products there are. We have over 8,500 mm-hmm. right now, and we're growing every day.
Absolutely, and it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I got to tell you, going through your website, some of the products that are on your website that I didn't know were union made. I'm absolutely delighted to find out that are. Here in Pennsylvania, we've got Chitterio's, which is a meat producing company. They have some of the best prosciutto I have ever had in my life. you know, it's far, in my opinion, it's better than the stuff that they import from Italy. God forbid I should say that on the air, but it's true. I've talked with those guys out there. We're trying to get them on the program to talk about it, because it's a really great product. It's union made. They are proud to be union. Management's excited. As a matter of fact, management sent us a case of prosciutto. So, Chitterio, thank you very much. You guys are doing a great job.
Terrific. We'll make sure they're in the book.
There you go. There you go. And it's a wonderful thing that they're doing. Sherry, one more time, how do we find the website?
Labor411.org.
Labor411.org. I strongly suggested folks go there, take a look. You can, you've got an app coming out soon, right?
Yes, we do. It should be out. We're hoping by the first of the year.
And we're excited about that because, you know, I've got a smartphone. I can go to the website. I can look up things while I'm in the shopping market. Because, you know, I'm getting a little bit older and the brain cells quite aren't as responsive as they used to be. So I can look it up. Hey, which bread products union made, which cookies, so on and so forth. It's a wonderful thing. Sherry, thank you very much. Website, one more time, please.
Charles, thank you so much. Labor411.org. Let's make a stronger America working together. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And we'll talk to you again soon. That was Sherry Sanders of Labor 411. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.